اللهم صل على سيدنا.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. The date today is the 22nd of Muharram 1446. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab to this program, the interview segment. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Today our topic is on masajid. Mufti Saab, what's the status of masajid in Islam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To understand the term masjid, masajid, one should look at the lexicon, the dictionary, and it means the place of sujood, the place where one prostrates, the place where one surrenders, submits himself lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In the mosque, in the masjid, masajid, we stand, we bow down, we sit. But the place, the entire area is called masjid, because when that person surrenders, submits himself lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى فَقَمِنٌ أَن يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. So all these ahadith is two separate ahadith there. Both are mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Your dua, supplications are accepted because you are the nearest to the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in that posture, in that position. Second one, we must remember that to understand the status of masjid, you have to go to the history, which is the first masjid to be built on this earth, in the universe. So remember, is Masjidul Haram, Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa. Almighty Allah alludes to that and refers to that. Inna awwala baytiyu hudiya linnasi lalladhi bi bakkata mubarakaw wa hudan lil alamin. So Almighty Allah made that the first place of worship, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 96. So that shows that Anbiya alayhimus salam were chosen prophets and messengers, the best of the best of Allah's creation. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam built the Kaaba Musharrafa. Then it was revived and reconstructed, refurbished, renovated by Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. 40 years after the Baytullah, then was Masjidul Aqsa, also built by Nabi Adam alayhi salam. 40 years is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu's hadith. And then we find that Nabi Adam alayhi salam built it. Then centuries down the line, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam refurbished it, renovated it. So you see, again, Anbiya, prophets and messengers are involved. When he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, migrated to Medina Munawwara, the first thing it was done was Bal Masjid Quba, the first block placed by the Master alayhi salam, and the second one, Thani Yathnain, by him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So second there, so now it becomes Masjid Quba, the first masjid during the time of the Master alayhi salam, the Masjidun Ussisa ala Taqwa min awwali yawmin, you see. And thereafter, one to a few weeks or whatever, then Nabi alayhi salam entered the cosmopolitan metropolitan of Medina, the center, and there Masjidun Nabawi was built. So there also we learn a lesson. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to pay. So you must remember for this. So then remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fine, if you're paying for it and so forth. 10 gold coins he paid. And to the brothers Sahal and Suhail. So we indebted again to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So when we look at Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, we look at I'm looking at the chronological table. So the tartib, the sequence. So first Baytullah, then Masjid Aqsa, then Masjid Quba, then Masjid Nabawi. all built by prophets and messengers. So what will that tell us? How important it is to have a mosque, a masjid in our society, community, and so forth. And therefore, the virtues are so much also. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ The masjid must be solely, only the ownership to Allah Ta'ala. It can't be a private property that belongs to me, my family, and so forth. And we make the rules as we want to. We'll open, close it. You can't enter. It's private property. Trespassers will be prosecuted. All that is haram. So it is waqaf. Only Almighty Allah is the owner. Yes, the people who have donated and so forth, they can make conditions that this person must be a trustee and so forth and so on, provided that person is eligible and so forth and so on. Then there is no problem with that, but it must not be in conflict with the Sharia. So we see that in Islam that you give, you must remember, great emphasis on having a masjid in an area and so forth. So why we chose this topic for today? If you see India, you will see they're demolishing the masajid. So that makes them terrorists, the Modi government, the BJP. And they think by destroying the masajid, they will destroy Islam. So that is just, you understand? So animal thinking. So it is just like the spider and the spider's web. So all their plotting, planning will work against them eventually. Already they're losing support and so forth. You take Israel, the whole world is saying today every person is a journalist. That every second, third person has cell phone, camera, and they just take the photo, put on internet, send to 1, 2, 3 people. So if you look there, same thing there also, that in 1994, so what happened, you must remember, it was in February, Ramadan, 15 Ramadan on a Saturday, Baruch Goldstein came, and he murdered our people in the masjid, 29 became shuhada, martyrs in the masjid. The others who were injured and succumbed to the injury, the death toll approximately 70. But they came, Israeli-style justice, they stole half our masjid. Go and see. Masjid Khalilur Rahman, where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and their spouses. I went there in 89, the whole masjid belongs to us. I went in 92, the whole masjid belongs to us. After 1904, then when I went, then I saw the story. So I know that these people are haramis and crooks. So they will steal whatever they can, and that's what they did. So we need to be very clear. So masjid is a pivotal role, has a pivotal role in a Muslim society. So that is our message to one and all.
When we see the masajid, and we see there's so many masajid, for example, in Indonesia, what is the parameter which we will say that now it is and there's a need for a new masjid? Because we see there's so many masjids that are springing up.
Remember that in Islam, that's why if you go to Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Riyadh al-Salihin, each one of them a master. Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail. Then you take Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah, Riyadu Salihin. You take Sheikh Saif, you understand, of Saib Mishkat, Allama Tabrizi Rahimahullah. All started their respective book with Innamal A'malu Bin Niyat. So today we make the intention, we do everything. Are we, you understand, doing it for name or fame, or are we doing it sincerely for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala's pleasure, and so forth? So Nabi alayhi salam said, La taqum musa'a, qiyamah will not come, hatta yatabaha an-nasu fil masajid, till the people remember that they are very proud of their masajid. They want to show off with their masajid. We got this kind tap, we got this kind musallas, we got this kind lights, and what gadgets and so forth. So if you look at lands, now you see another masjid being built here near us, not far. Now what need? There is no need for that. But everybody wants to be the chief in the kraal. You call this tahazzub. What do you call? Tahazzub. Kullu hisbim bima ladayhim farihun. Everybody makes their splinter party. Maulana Zaid and me have arguments. So he says, go fly a kite, I'll open my own madrasa. I'll open my own masjid. See? So that is what happens most of the time. We don't say all the time, but most of the time. So remember that that is what the reality. Obviously, I just give an example, but that is the reality in the world today. So therefore, that you don't even get reward for these type of things if it is for name and fame and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, which was the first masjid in South Africa?
No, you must rephrase that question, that you must ask which was the first masjid in Africa. So the first masjid in Africa on the 1st of Ramadan, the 20th year after the Hijrah, Amr bin As, radiallahu anhu, he was Fatih Misr, who conquered Egypt, Fustat and all these areas. So then the person who, you must remember, that conquered it was Sahaba. So they built this masjid with their own hands in the year 7. You must remember that in the year 20, 21 after Hijrah, 70, 80 Sahaba were there. The whole history is written on the wall. And then, mashallah, as time went on, they extended. Now it's a beautiful, magnificent masjid. So masjid Amr bin As, Aqdamu masjid Afi. Africa, in the continent of Africa, that's the oldest masjid. We read Salat there many a time, and we encourage all the tourists who are going, go to that masjid also. So this is known as Masjid Amr bin As. So that is the oldest masjid. And as far as South Africa goes, so the oldest masjid is there, 1794. So 200 years before our democracy. I told you 1781 to 1793, Imam Twanguru, rahimahullah, he was incarcerated, imprisoned in Robben Island. He wrote the Quran Sharif from memory, the first Quran in the history of South Africa. The ulama of Cape Town, jazahumullahu khairan, for this we must, Allah reward them. They protected, preserved that copy that he wrote in those days. Understand? But now if you go to Owl Masjid, Masjid Owl, then remember that that's a photocopy of the original. Why? Because South Africa, too many crooks, somebody will break in, steal the Quran then. So they have it safe in a vault, like you see. So that is what we need to understand. And in that way there, so we must highlight all this, what the ulama are doing, the darlums are doing, and so forth and so on.
When it comes to a masjid, if a person puts a brick in the masjid or contributes a little bit, is it true that he'll get the entire reward of building a masjid?
100%. Remember, Nabi alayhi salam said, "Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah." Whosoever contributes, builds a masjid, and in some riwayats it comes small amount, like a nest of the bird. So then also Allah will build for you and grant you a palace in Jannah. Sahih hadith, go open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, and so forth and so on. So therefore, to contribute towards masajid and masjid is very, very good. We'll encourage that. But nowadays, there are 3-4 issues. To contribute to those people who themselves, they will laugh at you, you only get 5,000, we expected 10,000. So that is what happens to people, remember that, their expectation becomes very high. So that is not right, you must remember that. Put your trust solely on Almighty Allah. So that is one important issue. Second important issue is this, that we need to build masajid where there's a need for it. See, yesterday Q&A, I said, all you brothers are there in Freistadt. You came with me when we went to Bloemfontein. Then after that, I went again now 1-2 months ago. I flew down and then from there, I went to Lesotho, Maseru. When I was in Maseru, Lesotho, 8 years ago, 7.5, whatever, there was not a single masjid in Maseru. So I go, the Mammon connections of mine, all multimillionaires. So I went to them and told them I feel very, very upset and disappointed. From here, South Africa, there's no country after South Africa. We're right here by the ocean and the two oceans and how many oceans. So anyway, remember that right till Egypt, every capital has a masjid, so Maseru doesn't have. So when I went now, I asked them properly, tell me how many masajid. They said 3. I said, okay, I'll do read Salat in each one. Masjid al-Taqwa is the one in Maseru that all the people contributed. That's like a tabliki masjid, you know, just to make you understand. Then there is another one there, Masjid al-Rauf. This brother Ashraf Ghani built himself. So I told him, you must remember, Allah will reward you because his mother passed away and so forth. But you have done this on your own. So this is very, very good. Because, you know, he wanted the thawab and reward because now his, you know, mother passed away and so many things have happened. So I went to read Zohar Salat there. Remember, beautiful masjid in Maseru. Then I went to meet Haji Harun, you know. He's multi-millionaire, very well-to-do. And then I told him that time also, and he put up a masjid, Masjid Usman, named after his father. When I was leaving, coming back, the person who invited me, his name Muhsin Abdullah. So I told by Muhsin Memon, I told him, Ba, take me there by Haji Harun. Okay, come, I got to work with him. When he went there, he told us what time he must come. I told him, Haji Sahab, I don't come here for money. I don't come here for nothing. I'll drink one cup of tea and I'm going now. I only came to give you one message. You see, your family is there. He's got his children or somebody there in Bloemfontein. There's more than 200, 250 students there, Muslims. There's only place for 50, 60 people to read Salat. You understood? So you don't have to go for collection or anything. You can just build that masjid. He gave me the undertaking. I'll do it. You see that? So I got a student there, Moana Ehsan. So he sent me a message. He says that some people got reservations, but they say yes, no. So yesterday I announced it loudly and boldly with Allah's help. I said that please, nobody must become an impediment. Nobody must create obstacles. Haji Harun wants to build those masjid for the students. They in Bloemfontein, and none of you must poke your nose in that day. Please, let him do it. He's not getting any benefit worldly. Allah will give him great reward. You must remember in the year after and reward him in this world. That will be a bonus and so forth. So imagine this. So people, you know, they want to build masjid, but you get some people who want to make some chuchara, poke their nose and all these things. It's wrong that. So let him build the masjid, finish. He told me, I don't need anybody's money, I got the money. You understood? So that is where, in places like that, we will encourage you that you go there and build a masjid. And I'm sure that majority of you that you know who are in that part of the world, and if not all of you, then you'll read some salat there in that masjid, you know, the masjid that is there in Bloemfontein and so forth. But that is far, and this is on the other side. So if you read salat there, so you will know what I'm talking about, that there's an urgent need for certain places to build a masjid. You must remember that. If you look at South Africa, Southern Africa, I gave you this already. If you look at the world, you take Uruguay today, there isn't a single masjid, whole of Uruguay. 4 or 5 million people. Montevideo had 3 masjid. I went to all 3. One is a museum, one is a church, and one is all blocks and offices. They demolished it because the Muslims themselves don't come for Salat. What do you expect? You see that? So we have to speak about Islam and dust and all those things there. But end of the day, we ourselves not devoted, committed to Islam. We ourselves, we hate that now why they want to punish me. Oh, why they want to do this, why they want to do that. So now, that is not acceptable in Islam when somebody wants to do something and he wants to do it on his family's name and something. So it's very good for us, you must remember that. So we must promote these type of things, not become impediments and become obstacles and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, we see our masajid, they've been captured by certain organizations. This is in an attempt to water down the pure deen of Islam. So what they do is they won't allow certain scholars who speak the pure deen of Islam. They'll invite actors and they will give their lovey-dovey stories. They won't say anything against Palestine. They won't against Israel. They won't speak upon jihad and Hamas and all of this.
So remember that you must not worry. From time Nabi Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah, then there was always a tussle and conflict between Haqq and Batil. Nabi Adam alayhi salam is created that Friday by Allah himself. خَلَقْتُهُ بِيَدَيَّ to show that he is Ashraful Makhluq, the most noble, the masterpiece of Allah's creation. But Iblis, Shaitan refused to make sajjah to him. So where all this happened in Jannah. So the conflict between Haqq and Batil will continue. So here also you have Zahiri Sharia and you have Batini Sharia. So what is Zahiri Batini? It means that the superficial Sharia And you know, they're referring to the book and so forth of Hazrat Sheikh. So you must remember the way he wrote, you know, about Masjid al-Haram, and he wrote about Masjid Nabawi and Hajj and so forth. Juzu Hajjat al-Wida and so forth. So it's an Arabic, but Urdu translation has been done. So the point I want to make here is this, that we should not worry about this. How many masajid don't want to allow me? Yesterday I got a call. You understand? That in the greater Joburg area, 4 or 5 masjids are waiting for you. Yesterday. Understood? Because this Friday that I was there, I told them, now I make my own laws. I say, you want me? I want to speak minimum 25 minutes. I don't want your 10, 15 minutes talk. You understood? Because why? Then I record it, and then on Saturday we play it out also. You see that? So this week I'm going to Bedford View. Then next week we'll be there in Dundee and so forth. So we must ask Allah. We mustn't worry about these actors and these organizations and all that. What to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. I do the same. So you must remember that if people say that this person is coming, and we know that that person is a murtad, or that person is a shaitan, so we send out the pamphlets as I did, you must remember. They said there in Roshni one shaitan is going to make namaz there and all that. So that we sent it out. People like, don't like, it's not our business, you must remember that. We must never compromise on the truth. You must remember these things here. So if they don't open the masjid, alhamdulillah, that's exactly what happened to Nabi alayhi salam. In the 6th year, they didn't allow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba to go and perform the umrah and so forth. So if you don't want to allow, but the day will come when they will beg you to come. You must ask Allah, Surah 29 verse 30, that Ma Rabbin Surni Alal Qawmil Mufsidin, Ya Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers and so forth. Eventually the public realizes that these guys are scholars for dollars and so forth, you understood. And they realize who's speaking the truth and who's watered down, and you must remember the truth. So that is of paramount importance, and we should understand that as well. We shouldn't just be going with the flow and say, no, it's all right now, everything is fine. So that is not fine. So that we need to understand these issues properly.
Mr. Saab, there's a question, yeah? In establishing masjids, should we not be mindful of other communities in the area? Often the masjid is not about need, but more about personality.
So therefore, you must remember, I just answered that question. If there's a real need, like the example I gave you in Bloemfontein, the students need it, so don't pull the masjid. And I'm telling you what I did personally, alhamdulillah. And inshallah, we'll go ahead and encourage people. Yesterday, somebody told me they want to contribute. I said, no, we don't want contribution, because he's going to put the masjid up himself. You can go and contribute to other masajid where there's a great need. So you must remember that. But in our case, majority of the masajid built today is just for name and fame, and they want their authority there. That my family, I'll become the chairman and trustee and president and, you know, secretary and treasurer and all these things here. So therefore, that's not right. You must remember that. Build the masajid. They asked Sayyidina Usman. Sayyidina Usman, why are you using so much money here to extend Masjid Nabawi? He said, it's my money. And I heard the Master alayhi salam himself saying, Man bana lillahi masjidan, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. That you build a masjid for the sake of Allah, Allah will grant you paradise and grant you jannat and so forth, you know, a palace in Jannah. So all that is there. So that's why he did it. So we should know that. Not we use other people's money, public's money, and then we become the boss. So that is wrong, you must remember.
Mufti Saab, like we said in the beginning, there are masajid being demolished. So if that demolished land, now people build a house in it, so how on the day of Qiyamah will this still be raised as masjids?
100%. You must remember, the prerequisite for a masjid is what? That it must be waqf. Waqf means that Allah is the sole exclusive owner. And once a land is masjid, la yuba'u, wa la yuhabu, wa la yurathu, you can't buy and sell it. You can't inherit it. You can't give it as a gift and so forth and so on. So you have these zalim, harami countries that they demolish the mosque and so forth. And in a case like that, now they have some gardens and orchards. So all that must be removed, and that place must be restored to its original. And that's a masjid. So that is every inch of it Yes, you want to expand, make it bigger, so there's no problem with that. But you can't be making it smaller and so forth, because that whole area is still a masjid. To go put houses and shops and all that, totally haram in such places, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, there's a minute left, and we just want to ask this question: how do we protect our masajid? We see there's bombs being placed and everything.
Yes, that's a good question. Remember, three things we need to do. We must put CCTV cameras, we must beef up the security, and third one, everything's in the hands of Allah. So we must make dua: Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa from the Yahud, the Zionists, Allah's curse be upon the Jutlas. And the third one is that we ourselves need to be vigilant, and we need to see that what is happening really in the world today. You take South Africa, that they put the hotel there, Hayat Hotel, as next to Hayat Hotel is the this thing, remember the Oval Masjid, Masjid the Oval, 1794, 200 years before democracy. Now they want to put up a big hotel there next to it with the DA and all. So our masajid are under threat, remember that, there's no doubt about it. So we have to ensure that we preserve our history, we promote our history of the masajid and so forth and so on. Then there won't be dispute, because we have all the facts in front of us. So that is how, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect our masajid and protect us also, inshallah.
جزاكم الله خيرا انتم مفتي صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته